There was a lady from beside a river.
She was told is the great green gray greasy Limpopo River. And she was told by her fourth grade principal, Camille Dedrick. And she never knew no better till now. That river was great and gray and green and greasy, but lemming and popoing it were not none such. It were fast from crick to crick, and if your toe got it, it'd suck you in into your death. A river that travels 65 miles per hour, you could lay 40, 18 wheels with girl and mud flaps on it across sideways.
Breaker, breaker, 19, this is Saddlehorn. You got your ears on. See any smokies out there? Come back. Yeah, Saddlehorn, this is Red Devil. You got smokies up at mile marker 113. Look out.
She licked her glasses, rubbed them gently on either side of her worn apron. The grandkids were playing by the river, and it worried her. When she was worried, her vegetable Tourette's would come.
Beet, carrot, cauliflower, broccoli, broccoli, red, yellow, green, bell, peppers, peppers, potatoes, goodness, God almighty, cheese grits! Rocked back in her chair, thinking of a cake and the kids drowning, and if a grit were really a vegetable, she was gonna die sooner and or later, via Condita. She wanted to hear that song. She remembered camping in Big Bend, the summer of 42. The fire sparks rose into the periwinkle sky, carrying her wishes on their tongues. They would deliver them to Zeus or Athena, and everyone would come to her party, bringing perfectly wrapped presents with notes and sweet bows. Now, here up the hill comes four sunburned kids with cardboard boxes crammed up under their arms. Oh, aren't they beautiful fruit, said the lady as she fixed back on her glasses. Fresh pineapple inside, y'all. Y'all, come on. Inside, she had plenty of hard candy and glistening crystal dishes, warm cookies and cold whole milk. She didn't realize when she was worrying on that that great green gray greasy Limpopo River was truly the M.I. crooked letter I, crooked letter, crooked letter I, humpback, humpback I River. And that river housed many a child on a self-made ship. Hold on, she called, ooga, ooga, warm pie smells, bits of flour and butter and sugar cold coagulating in the fridge. Today is my birthday. She was barely heard as the words bubbled up back through the most beautiful squash casserole and sweet potatoes drizzled with grandma's molasses and large hunks of butter. Her grandkids surrounded her, glistening wet with sweat, holding colorful, cut-up, re-glued, glittered construction paper treasures. A crown, a bracelet, a ring, and a tiny boat. It floats, Granny! Oh, my little watermelons! She rocked back in her chair, slapping her hand up on her good knee, and said the Greek gods could sit around wondering all day why they don't get a capital G. But you see, my little pickles, listen to me. Love, it'll come, and it'll go. But that river down there, she sure do flow.